Exclusive. Devin Archer's wife holds 10% stake in same Chinese state-backed fund as Hunter Biden's lawyer. By Wendell Hasebo on August 6, 2023. Devin Archer's wife, Krista Archer, holds a 10% stake in a Chinese state-backed investment fund, BHR Partners, the same fund in which Hunter Biden's lawyer controls a 10% stake. According to legal documents unearthed by nonprofit Marco Polo and exclusively obtained by Breitbart News, Krista Archer's stake in BHR Partners is notable because Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's best friend in business and who co-founded BHR Partners in 2013 with the president's son, testified on Monday before Congress regarding BHR Partners, a fund in which the Archer family has an ongoing interest. The documents raise questions about if Devin Archer divulged his family's stake in BHR Partners to investigators. Such information could be relevant to the congressional probe into the Biden family. A source with knowledge of the documents confirmed their authenticity to Breitbart News in April. Now that Devin Archer has resurfaced in the news, the documents are newly relevant. Devin and Krista Archer did not reply to a request for comment when asked about Mrs. Archer's ownership stake in BHR Partners through Ulysses Diversified Incorporated. On Monday, Devin Archer told investigators during his testimony that Hunter Biden put then-Vice President Joe Biden on speakerphone more than 20 times with business associates to sell the brand. One of those phone calls included a dinner in China with Jonathan Lee, the third co-founder of BHR Partners. The official transcript of Devin Archer's testimony does not appear to include any reference to his wife's share in the Chinese state-backed fund. It is unknown why Devin Archer's wife would hold a 10% stake in BHR Partners. Krista Archer is a medical doctor and mother of three children. She practices medicine in New York City at Northwell Health/Lenox Hill Hospital, where she specializes in podiatry. She is associated with the American Board of Multiple Specialties in Podiatry. She also sports her own foot care retail line called The Arch. She has made a number of appearances on network television. According to a document titled Equity Transfer Agreement, Krista Archer acquired a 10% stake in BHR Partners on March 18, 2017, from Devin Archer through Ulysses Diversified Incorporated. The document is signed by Krista Archer, Devin Archer, and Eric Schwerin, president of Scanny Atlas, LLC, an entity that also acquired a 10% stake in BHR Partners. The equity agreement is written in both Mandarin and English. Equity Transfer Agreement, executed version by Breitbart News on Scribd. Breitbart News confirmed in April with a source familiar with the document that Krista Archer maintains her 10% stake in BHR Partners. Krista Archer is also listed on a 2023 document titled Amended and Restated Joint Venture Contract of BHR Partners, Shanghai, Equity Investment Fund Management Co., Limited, a foreign funded enterprise. The document shows Krista Archer is the managing partner of Ulysses Diversified Incorporated, a Delaware corporation that opened in 2016. The corporation's address is tied to an address in a commercial office space complex in Wilmington, Delaware. On page 5 of the confidential document, it says, Ulysses shall subscribe for 10% of the company's registered capital, i.e., 3 million Chinese yuan. BHR Partners claims it maintains 22 billion Chinese yuan, RMB, in various portfolio companies, translating to more than 3 billion USD. Attachment 4 2023 Updated Joint Venture Contract 10-0419 Final by Breitbart News on Scribd. In addition, the source with knowledge of the transaction confirmed that Kevin Morris is the managing partner of Scanny Atlas, LLC and that Scanny Atlas has a 10% stake in the BHR venture. Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's top attorney, who paid Hunter's IRS debts, controls Hunter's stake in BHR Partners, Breitbart News reported in April. According to Chinese public records from Baidu, Scanny Atlas, LLC has an ownership stake of 10% in BHR Partners. Hunter Biden controlled Scanny Atlas as the sole governor until its dissolution in September 2021, a Washington, D.C., registration form indicates. Hunter Biden allegedly divested from BHR Partners after increased pressure due to a conflict of interest upon President Joe Biden assuming the White House. Hunter Biden's lawyer told the New York Times in the fall of 2021 that his client no longer holds any interest, directly or indirectly, in either BHR or Scanny Atlas. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.